Live Line on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry, bringing you great savings on curtains and bedding. Available all year in store and online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Live Line. O'Connor, Kildare, Kira, Cork, Vogue, Kildare, Kira, Dublin, Doherty, Kildare, Shea, Dublin, Kelly, Galway, Smith, Kildare, Murray, Dublin, Smith, Kildare again, Maud, Dublin, Maud, beautiful name, Isabella, Madrid. These are all websites, very impressive looking websites with very fetching photographs, usually of the two owners, and they are not real, by the way. They're from lifted from agency photographs, and they have a little biog, and it will, Kildare will be about Kildare, and Cork, and Dublin will be about Dublin. And the other thing that happens is you look at the product you're going to buy, and it's reduced already, of course, and when you buy it, and our delivery experience when they are delivered from any of these sites is, one, they're not coming from Kildare, Cork, Dublin, Galway, Kerry or whatever. They're coming from China. And two, it is like if you ordered a painting and what was delivered was a print on pretty cheap paper, not an original painting. And trying to get the stuff back to China and trying to get your money back is another week off work. Philip Bogle. Philip, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Good. What did you buy? Or try to buy?
I couldn't believe it. I was listening to yesterday, and I was only kind of half paying attention to the radio. Next thing I heard, O'Connor from there. I said, oh, Jesus, here we go again. I bought a jacket. It's like another one the pilots used to wear in World War II. You know the one with the sword and the leather?
Yeah, the airman's jacket.
Yeah, not for me, now. For my young lad. He always wanted one. But I bought one of them, and next thing I heard, that's yesterday. So I only bought it last Saturday, but I don't hold out much hope. I only bought it now. I finished with online shopping because I've only ever gotten stung. I never bought a single thing online that was any good that wasn't junk. That's the God's honest truth. And
so much did you pay? Who did you went down to O'Connor Kildare?
Yeah, so. And I thought if it was too small or whatever, I got him a large. If it was too small, at least I could go to the shop. And I said, buy in the country, keep the money in the country. That was all the reason for it.
Because every website has an Irish county after it. Dublin, Kildare, Cork, Galway, Kerry or whatever. It's embodied in the name, so to speak. So people assume wrongly as it happens. Okay, how much did you pay for it, for the finish?
€64.
Oh, 64. Well, I was looking up a website earlier on. At the Airman's jacket. They are very popular.
Yeah.
An RAF style Airman's jacket would set you back €800 sterling. So that's nearly a grand. They're shaped sheepskin.
Is that the original one?
No, they're made. They're made. But they have, like, the one you're looking at is sheepskin lined, isn't it? That's the key, and beautiful leather and more zips than you can swing a cat at, and then a few logos. You look like Tom Cruise or George Clooney climbing out of your window to leave the house or whatever. But you don't...
Yeah, plastic soldier.
you don't hold out. And you've no idea what you're going to get. Sure you don't.
No, I look what I do, actually, because last year I bought a duvet cover and pillowcases. I said, I'll buy them from my own bed. Beautiful photograph. €80. And what I got was complete junk. I bought a top there not long after it. And I tell you what, it actually looked lovely in a photograph. Now, for myself, but it looked like, you know the stuff that goes under a timber floor? It's like a little white skinny insulation. Except that was a better quality than this is.
Okay, now...
And then I bought a pair...
We're trying to get people, I'm trying to describe it to people. Your name is Philip Bogle. Anyone who remembers Biggles, the comic book character, indeed, or the book character from my childhood, Biggles, he was a pilot and he wore an airman's jacket. Your name is...
You can have this one. I'll send it on to him. You're welcome to it. If they can divert it now, they needn't send it to me at all. They can send it to him.
Okay.
That's how much faith I have in it.
Okay, stay with us, Philip. Joe at rt.e 51551 text. Julie Donnelly is in Madrid. And what was the name, Julie? What was the name of the company? I presume it had a Spanish place in it. What was the company
So it was called, it seems to follow the same format as the other listeners. So the name Gersman, typically Spanish band, is Isabel.
You okay, can you Julie? Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Isabella Madrid.
That was the name of it. Beautiful. And what were they selling in this beautiful website?
They were selling sandals, actually. Yeah. So I had a need for a pair of sandals, and that was the 29th of July I ordered them. So the website was, it was typical, like a boutique website. It looked lovely, had nice photographs, you know, had the look of being local to me, because I'm about half an hour from there myself.
That's the plan.
I'd rather buy it like other listeners, and if there's some problem, maybe I can go to it, you know, because it's not that far. And so about after 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks, didn't get here, and I thought, well, you know, I've been tricked or whatever, you know, it's not going to come. I didn't expect it to come after that. So myself and my husband did a little bit of investigation, and we found the sandal that it was on Temu. I know, if you know that one, it's like AliExpress.
Yeah.
So that was $8.90 on that website, had a photograph of it, and I paid $39.99 for exactly the same product. And it did get there after 32 days. It got to me after 32 days.
But I just wonder, did the site that you gave €40 to, did they simply pass on your order to Temu and pocket the €30?
Exactly. That's certainly what it seems like. Yeah. Absolutely. It seems to be the format that somebody, you can just imagine someone sitting in a flat somewhere, who knows where in the world, making up an email. Anyone who can make up a website address and make it look nice, make it look cheap, make it look special, especially now in the run-up to Christmas. And so, you know, that's their modus operandi, it seems like. And then they can add on that huge percentage and get the same product. And I think that's why it takes so long to get there, because it was a month and 2 days it took to get to me. Whereas I actually get some things on Temu sometimes, and it doesn't take long at all.
Yeah, and AliExpress. I know they're in China as well, but apparently they do deliver. They do deliver. Could take a few months, but apparently it does. Julie, are you aware of this being? It's obviously a big phenomenon now in Ireland. All these Shea Dublin, Fiona Dublin, Clare, and all with the county in them. And I'm sure it's going to damage businesses who have similar names, because they're very common names in that sense, which is really unfair, really unfair. But are you aware, Julie, of this being a phenomenon in España?
Well, yeah, I mean, what alerted us to it was a friend, a workmate of my husband's, who said that a similar thing had happened to him. So it's all over the place.
Is there any talk of the authorities, Julie, being able to do anything about it?
Well, like, people do say, oh, you know, you should write in a complaint about that. I guess, you know, so much are going on, and the kids and the school, and you shelve it, you know.
And you see, I think, Julie, like yesterday, the amounts were relatively, now bear with me, they weren't ripping people off for €800. The price was 60, €70. And as I say, you thought you were ordering a painting, but actually what you got was a print, a pretty cheap print at that.
Yeah.
So they're keeping the figures low, so they'll know.
Yeah. Yeah, so they can do things. It's multiplying. They're working on quantity, aren't they? So the amount more people they can get.
And they're working, Julie, on people being busy and don't have the time to go around to the post office, fill out the 12 documents. God help the poor staff in the post office, all this Brexit stuff, etc. Fill out the 12 documents.
Oh, yeah.
And then live in hope that you might get your 34.
And they're also using people's trust, because, to be honest, I think anyone would rather buy something that's local, you know, and would be subconsciously sort of more trustworthy, you know, of that. And if anything goes wrong, it can pop in, or, you know, And they know that. So that's how they get. But I mean, looking at the email, because I had it back and forth with them, and at the end of it was in small writing, was Yun Express, Y-U-N. So it's like, you know, it's definitely not a little boutique shop half hour up the road from me, you know. And talk about carbon footprint. I mean, that's gone. It's the third person it's come to by the time it's gotten to me.
But then again, an awful lot of online offerings are genuine. They are genuine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I buy online a lot because, you know, with one thing or another, you don't have much time to go to the shops and all the rest of that. So, yeah, I do. I mean, and I usually get from websites that I know and trust, you know, over here. Well, Zara is a big one, and they're always quite trustworthy, very. So I think that I'll be limited now to what I know. And not be taking chances, you know.
Okay. You're in Madrid, Julie. Is the weather catastrophes in Spain, are they affecting you at all, no?
Well, I was just mentioning to a friend of mine, it's such an extreme, anyone who has any doubts about the climate change, because we're in a small area here, farming area, and the crops are not getting enough rain by a long shot. Yeah. And yes, 4 hours away from me.
Floods.
4 hours away from me,
apocalyptic floods, it's such a contrast. Okay,
yeah.
Julie, thanks indeed for that warning again. Mary Nagel, okay. Mary, good afternoon. Thanks, Julie. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Maud Kildare is the one you found.
Yeah, I thought, I've been to Kildare Village a few times, and it's a lovely experience, lovely day out, whatever. Mm. And I saw these absolutely beautiful ads, beautifully photographed.
Online, and just to be clear, nothing to do with Kildare Village, nothing.
Nothing.
That's what I mean.
And at the start, so I said Maud Kildare, picked out, first I saw the story, you know, the way they have a little story about it, and it was my sister and I were forced to close our shop on terrible sadness
Sad
and whatever.
Story, yeah.
And then, so I picked out two night jumpers. They looked like a chunky knit, lovely kind of, you probably remember the old style Fair Isle pattern.
Beautiful.
And they really looked lovely. And I popped off my, I think it was about 84.60 on the 3rd of October, and I heard nothing since. And then I suppose listening to your listeners, Joe, I was one of the lucky ones, because on the 21st of October, a plastic bag arrived with from Onpost. In Port Leash, and it was from Beijing. And I thought, God, I was going to send it back, not for me. But when I opened it up, I saw two tops, and they were not even, as you said earlier, Joe, a photograph and a painting, or a print and a painting, you got it in one. They were awful, they were thin, they were like vests, they were just dreadful.
So vests, brilliant description. Stay with that description, Mary, because you're helping loads of people, I think, especially on radio. You're saying you ordered what you thought was a Fair Isle knitted cardigan or jumper. Okay.
Yeah. Now the person, jumpers.
Two of them beautiful. They're beautiful with different colours. The one who wears them at the minute, for most of her culture, is Agnes Brown and Mrs. Brown's boy. She wears beautiful lemon or blue cardigans. By the way, if you want to know where Agnes Brown buys her knitted cardigans, she used to buy them in Byers of North Earl Street, who are now gone, unfortunately. It's now Sports Direct. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So you're looking at this beautiful hand knitted, and what you're getting is a t-shirt with someone printed the image of a hand knitted.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then the labelling is fantastic. They really cut corners on that, because it just said M or L for the size. There was no physical labels attached to it, as in you bought it in a quality shop. So I just felt this is not what I ordered, and I'm not really that good at ordering online. I don't really do it, to be honest with you. My kids do, but I don't. Anyway, I said I'm going to write and ask for my money back. But as a precaution, I was now worried, because I went on Trustpilot, and that was revealing.
Yeah.
I realised I made the number one cardinal mistake. If you're buying something online, you need to check it. And unfortunately, I didn't do that.
You didn't watch.
And,
if you're buying something, sorry, your line dropped there. If you're buying something online, you need to...
you need to do your due diligence on it and make sure that it's real. And so when I checked it out, the number one stars were just extraordinarily in the majority, for sure.
Okay.
So fast forward on, I thought I have to, I think this mightn't be what I'm looking for. So I rang up my bank and I asked, said it concerned, and they were very, very prompt and very quick.
Okay.
They immediately stopped my credit card. They said they'd send another one in a few days' time, which they duly did. And they gave me an opportunity to complain. There's a drop-down box and you go to whatever and you send the pictures.
Now,
I did that a few times.
And you engaged, many emails flew between you and Beijing.
I'd say if I was being honest, about 30 to 40, there was lots. I just, and the wonderful thing about the emails is it was warmest regards. It, no matter what I had said in my email, it was totally ignored. It was as if the person didn't read it. But now I don't think it was even probably a person. I know their names and all. There was Annie Orr, and there was George.
She had made
it. The two of them. So back and forth. So anyway, fast forward on. I couldn't get anywhere. And the emails went on till the 4th of November. Mm-hmm. But I felt, honestly, Joe, I had to escalate this to someone senior in my credit card company.
We've handed this over to the Liveline drama department, who have voiced up.
Oh, gosh.
Voiced up some of the email exchanges. Listen to this dramatic episode.
Mary Nagel here. I want a full refund of my €84 taken from my account on the 3rd of October. I have sent you the photos of the tops that I didn't order, no invoice received, no return address included. Please respond as a matter of urgency. Mary Nagel.
Hello, Mary. Thank you for reaching out to us, and I apologise for any inconvenience you faced with your recent order. I'm here to help resolve this for you quickly. Since you received items that you didn't order, I'm happy to offer you a couple of options. You can receive a 20% partial refund or choose a different size product for a small fee of €9.90 and keep the items. This choice not only helps you save a bit, but also supports environmental sustainability by reducing waste. If that doesn't suit you, I can provide you with the return address where you can send the items back at your expense and we'll issue a 25% partial refund. Please let me know which option you prefer and I'll be here to assist you further. Thank you for your understanding and patience. Annie B.
Dear Annie B, you are not understanding. I want my money back in full. You are not an Irish company based in Kildare. The two cheap, poor quality tops are postmarked in Beijing, China. I want my money back in full. I want my money back. Mary Nagel.
Hello, Mary. Thank you for reaching out to us and I apologise for any inconvenience you faced with your recent order. I'm here to help resolve this for you quickly. Please let me know which option you prefer and I'll be here to assist you further. Thank you for your understanding and patience. Annie B.
Please refund my €84 paid. I didn't get what I ordered. You are a Chinese company pretending to be a closing down shop in Kildare, Ireland. I want a full refund.
Dear Mary, thank you for your message and sharing your concerns with us. We understand that you would like to return your order. To make the process as simple and clear as possible for you, please send us a photo of the items. This photo should show the items as you received them, unworn, unwashed, with all tags attached and in the original packaging, including proof of purchase. This is an important step in pursuing your case. Please note that you are responsible for the cost of return shipping, as our policy does not provide for a return label. Once we have received and reviewed the photos, we will discuss the next step with you. We appreciate your understanding of this process and thank you for your cooperation.
You never sent me any documentation when you took the money from my account. I have already sent you pictures of the awful tops.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for your patience. I truly apologise for the trouble you've experienced. Since we haven't yet received the photos you mentioned, could you please resend them at your earliest convenience? We need the pictures to ensure we address the issue correctly and expedite a resolution for you. Looking forward to sorting this out for you, Mary.
We want our money back. This product is nothing like the photos on your website that has since been taken down. First two photos, what we ordered and what we received. Totally different. Cheap quality fabric and poorly made. Second set of photos, what we ordered and what we received. Cheap fabric and poorly made. We want our money back. Mary Nagel.
Dear Mary, thank you for your message. We understand that you would like to return the items. First of all, we'd like to point out that you will have to bear the cost of the return yourself, as we are unfortunately unable to provide return labels. It is important that you return the parcel with a tracking code, as lost items without proof of delivery with a tracking code will not be refunded. Shipping without a tracking code is at your own risk. Please use the following address for your return shipment. Contact Wei Jinghong, Ningbo, Zhejiang, China. Please note the following conditions. The products must be in original condition with the original labels and tags. Once you have sent the package, we would like to receive the tracking code of the shipment to process the return and your refund. As an alternative to returning the items, we would like to offer you to keep the items and offer you a partial refund of 25% of the purchase price of the clothing. We hope this is an option that may work for you. Please let us know how you would like to proceed. Should you prefer to return the items or have any further questions, we are at your disposal. With kind regards, Jorge.
Are you actually joking? There are no labels on your rubbish tops and you know it. The word is out that you are pretending to be from Kildare, Ireland, when in fact it's China. I want all my money back, Mary.
And the last voice you heard there was our own Rachel Graham. Very good. Yeah, that was good. Rachel Graham from Cushion Dunn. She was digging deep there to reach her inner Liam Neeson, her neighbour actually from up the road in Ballymena. And Sian O'Gorman did the other end of the conversation. Mary Nagel.
Yeah. Well,
when did you lose the will to live? With all those...
Over the edge.
How did you keep going?
No, you know the best thing, Joe? On the 2nd of November, I got an email and the header said, Mary, where have you been? From Maud in Kildare, offering me incredible discounts and everything. But I just on a personal level, I just thought this is not... You said a minute ago, Joe, it's only a small amount, relatively speaking. It's not 800 quid, but it's all over the place. And since I clicked on one of these sites, both on Instagram and Facebook, it's right on my feed all along. So fast forward, what I did was when the bank stopped my card and all that, I had to escalate it to somebody because I wasn't getting anywhere. Okay. And I said, I want you to put a charge back on my
figure. Yeah. Charge back.
So what that means is that if they're doubtful about the transaction, they will temporarily give you a credit.
Yeah.
And the end user, which is our friends in China, have an opportunity to justify the sale. And with that trail of emails, I think it would be very difficult to justify it. So they wait, I think it's about 90 days or 120. The money has already come back to me. And if they don't provide evidence, I get to keep the money.
Chargeback, credit card, chargeback. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And apparently PayPal are good as well at holding.
You need to do it because everybody, you need to hurt these people. It's too easy. People say, oh, for God's sake, I'll forget about that. But I'm suitably annoyed, I can tell you.
Yeah. Well done.
And Annie... Yeah, but there you go. So I'd advise anyone to go back to their bank or their PayPal or Revolut and start the process. Brilliant, yeah. One other important point,
yes.
Joe, is they're breaking EU law. They have to pay. In the EU, you have mm-hmm. to pay for return shipping,
of
and
course,
they're not
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah, that's their policy. Yeah. Do you hear them? I hear them saying that. That's, we have a policy. They have a policy. They made
yeah,
it up as a
I
policy.
Know.
And they have a policy,
know,
the policy of putting a photograph of one thing up on their website and a policy of sending you a basically a paper copy of what's up on the website. That's about as much as yeah. worth to people. Thanks, Mary Nagle. Philip Bogle. Yeah. Philip, will you go back online, so to speak?
No, no, I'll tell you the truth, I won't. I tell you, the last thing I bought online was about 2 weeks ago. No, I tell you, it was a pair of tracksuit.
Okay.
And they gave me the option to buy more than £1. They're very nice. They had kind of printed writing down one leg.
Oh, beautiful.
And I
yeah.
actually thought they were nice. Yeah, well, I bought a pair anyway. And 2 weeks ago, they arrived. And the weekend when I'm off, I always kind of wear a tracksuit and a t-shirt, a pair of rigger boots, because I'd be doing stuff at home, you know.
Okay.
But the young lad says to me, I'd like to get the tracksuit. I said, I bought them online. He says, they're nice. And that's a lot now for him to say.
No, of course.
I didn't tell him that
it was. Yeah.
Junk. But anyway, I was wearing them. I was in the town, actually, and I was wearing them. And next time I could feel a breeze at the side of my leg. And wasn't there stitching all coming away.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
I hope you weren't embarrassed and indeed arrested, Philip.
Not so good. Listen, I thought I'd give you a better one. I said there was a seamstress in the town, and I said, I wonder if I brought them in.
Yeah.
I could get them stitched. So I brought them home, threw them into the washing machine, and washed them. Took them out. And put in a pair of tracksuit bottoms, took out a pair of shorts. The legs had shrunk by 3 feet.
Two questions from listeners, Philip. One, what was the noise in the background? Where are you?
On a building site.
Oh, you're on a building site. And what do you do?
It's actually a solar farm in Westmeath.
And how big is the solar farm?
600 acres.
Wow. But did you hear what Micheál Martin said the other week, that he didn't want Ireland, he didn't want the green grass of Ireland to turn to the grey fields of Ireland?
So that's, I wouldn't mind that.
Well, we need our sustainable energy. 600 acres, wow.
Yeah, there's all windmills and solar farms all around me down here. I live near Castle Jordan.
Okay. And the name Bogle, how did it come to Ireland?
Germany. Two brothers came from England with Shackleton, of the famous Shackleton in
the
middle of the
1800s. Shackleton Mills,
Shackleton Mills, but they set up, there were two carpenters. They came to Lucan at that time to set up, help Shackleton set up a flour mill on the River Liffey. And it's actually, Dick Shackleton was the last of them Shacklins that was living there. Well, I think South Dublin County Council have it bought.
Yeah, they have.
And it was turned into a museum.
Yeah. Yeah, and tell us, finally, how many Bogles are there in Ireland now?
I don't know. I'll tell you a funny story. I was on a site years ago before I crashed. About 2005, I was on a site. And this fella came across. He was like a manager fella. I was doing steel, and he came across, and he said to me, I was behind you this morning signing in. And I just says, yeah, great. And he says to me, my name is Bogle too. And his name was Roland Bogle, and he lived out in Churchtown.
And I said, Churchtown.
But I says, listen, I says to him, had you ever any relations? All the Bogles came from Lucan, but his grandfather was a gardener in Castletown House in Selbridge. So there you go.
Oh,
and I'll tell you another thing about him.
Yes.
He was very similar to a brother of mine, and the same mannerisms, the way he went on.
Wow.
Anyway, that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do on the solar farm?
Me? Nothing. I'm a welder by trade. I spent 40 years welding.
Wow.
I'm only on the gate hairs to come in. I got my usual job here as well.
And why did you give up welding? You couldn't keep it together, like?
No, I'm 58, to tell you the truth.
Okay, it's a hard job. Yeah. Okay, Philip, back to work. Will you finish that solar farm, please? Finish it ASAP. Good luck, Philip.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
You see, I mentioned earlier about the good, decent shops are going to be damaged by this carry-on, by this crowd based in China, wherever they're based, coming up, making up these Irish names, brilliant Maya Irish website, brilliant product that you think is usually closed, and then an inferior product sent, And then a whole, as you heard in that email exchange, a whole rigmarole when you try and get your money back. Aileen Canaan, Aileen is in Galway. Aileen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And you, what is the name of your shop?
The name of my shop is Nelly Galway, as in N-E-L-L-Y.
Of course, yeah. And are you affected by this crowd calling themselves Kelly Galway?
Well, yes, because their adverts on Instagram are quite similar to some of the products that I would put up on our Instagram. And the fact that there's only one letter in the difference between the two supposed shops.
And are you selling, what does Nelly Galway sell?
So Nelly Galway sells high-end ladies' fashion. And their images on Kelly Galway are obviously what you've been saying all week. The images are fantastic.
Yeah, of course.
So it would be easy to confuse.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
And that's what they're trying to do. And the other issue I have is I don't have a website. I just use Instagram. My money opens since April. I have no website as such. So I think people are going online to Kelly Galway and making an assumption that they're buying from Nelly Galway.
And I actually have had
an incident of that.
You see, that's what they're doing. They're doing this deliberately. And the more people we tell about this, the better.
Exactly. Because maybe not everybody complains. That's the other side of it. I've had one customer wondering where her product was when I explained to her that we weren't Kelly Galway. You know, she understood then, but I don't know if anybody else has ordered from Kelly Galway, received inferior goods and not contacted me.
And again, as Mary Nagle pointed out, they're very smart. They're keeping the numbers. They're trying to keep the figures below the bar, so to speak. Enough to make it. If they get 10, 40, 50, 60 euros in every hour, that's 600 euro. But if there's 10 people going on with their lives and they discover that they're after being done out of 30 euro and they discover the paperwork you have to engage in, to get any traction, you heard Mary Nagle, 46 emails, 46 emails. They know
well,
they're hoping you will. They're hoping the customer, the customer's wrong because they didn't get what they ordered. They're hoping the customer will just get fed up and go away.
Well, exactly. But the issue is the inferiority of the product is the big issue, isn't it? That they can be pretending to be something that they're not.
Yeah, of course. Of course they're doing something that they're not, as I said earlier, and even to buy. And I also want to say, like, there are lots of decent Irish online companies out there who are genuine, who are trying to do their best. I bought glasses recently from We Buy Specs. It's online, webuyspecs.ie. I got them. Brilliant.
Yes.
I got my prescription sent to them. Anyway, and they're a small business trying to take on the big people, the Specsavers of this world, and they're qualified. But anyway, I'm just saying there's so many good online.
Yes.
Let's not do them all.
But
let's warn. Let's warn people. Yeah.
When you report to Instagram or block, Instagram really don't do anything about it because we obviously reported it immediately and it continued on with all the other counties as well as Kelly Galway. It's still there.
Yeah. And I think your chances of getting, they'll pop up again with another iteration of it. Like they're all over the world. And for all we know, this could be 20 people in an apartment, the one apartment in somewhere, and they're not them. There's no product near them. No product near them. And what
there's
they're doing is they're subcontracting. They put up an image and then they're subcontracting where they've seen the image, but instead of a jumper, a knitted jumper, you're getting a T-shirt with the imprint of the knitted jumper.
They're finding very good images. They're obviously experts at what they're doing.
Yeah, but in the world that we're in, with AI, you can find images almost to your exact description. To your exact description. Okay,
yes,
Aileen, where are you in Galway? Please tell me.
Cross Street, Galway.
And you're very cross at the minute over this crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
But Nelly Galway is there and open. And by the way, who is Nelly?
Nelly was my mother. She's deceased now, but I called the shop after her.
Ah, well done. Well done. Okay, we're glad to alert people to that. Aileen, keep going.
Thanks, Joe.
Liz, that's Nelly Galway. Liz McCormack, who are genuine. Liz McCormack.
Hiya, Joe. How's it going?
How are you caught?
Well, listen, I just listened to all the stories there, and my story is exactly the same. I went onto the website Smith Kildare and looked at this lovely denim dress that was advertised. It was from London, and you could buy it in Kildare, in Smith in Kildare.
Okay.
So, of course, I clicked the button to buy, and then they gave me an option. If I wanted to buy two, I would get 20% off my second one.
Of course.
Of course. So I, what did I do? I pressed the button to press the buy two. So I think they were €40 each. So I think I got them for €65, the two dresses.
For the two, yeah.
For the two. So I waited anyway for 12 days and I emailed them and I said, would it be possible for me to pop down to Kildare to get the dress? That it would be quicker than waiting.
I always said that about you, Liz. Going way back to the time we were in school together.
You know me well enough.
You're very obliging. You really are. You have a heart of gold.
I got an email back, Joe, to say that that was in the post. So I thought, okay, happy days. So we waited another week, and the dresses still hadn't arrived. So I emailed them again, and I said, "Where were my dresses?" So eventually, after I think about 4 weeks, the two dresses arrived. The two denim dresses arrived.
And?
So I opened one of them, and I thought, I didn't even open it up because just by looking at it, Joe, I thought, oh my God, what am I up to doing? So anyway, I got on straight away and I said the dresses were too small in the first place and could I get a refund?
Okay.
And like your recording there that you just played, that's exactly the email that I got back, Joe. Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll give you, you can keep your dresses and we'll give you like 40% off your next order. If we can do anything to help you, Liz, please let us know. Mm-hmm. We know it's very frustrating and this. And I thought, oh, my God. I said, I just want a refund. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, Liz, if you send these dresses back to us, it's going to cost you a lot of money and we cannot cover postage. And I replied, that's not a problem. It doesn't matter. Mm. I wasn't going to let them away with it. I just thought, I don't care if it cost me €50. Anyway, off I went to the post office with my two dresses. They sent me a return form. And when I looked at the address, it was China. So I thought, okay. So off to the post office I went with my two dresses, wrapped them up and sent them off.
Do you want to tell us us about the quality of the dresses?
Again. The quality of the dresses? Let me think. Could I describe it, Joe? I couldn't describe it. You held up the dresses and you could see through them. You could see through the dresses. They were like paper. They would fit a size 8, I'd say. And I'm not a size 8, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered a large size because I thought, well, you get them too big, you can still wear them. But if you get them too small, you can't. But the large size was too small. So I just thought, oh, my God. Now, it looks nice. I don't know whether you got my email with a picture on it. They said it was from, I think, Vera in London was the name of the company that they were coming from in London.
Vera London.
So anyway, I got the return form, Joe, and I stuck it on, went to the post office. €16 it cost me to send them back. And that was, I'd say, I ordered the dresses in the middle of August. So it took a month for them to arrive September. So at the beginning of October, I sent them back and I haven't heard a word since. And I still haven't received a refund. The same story as everybody. And they're still advertising the muscle.
Of course they are. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
And Liz, I don't know if you're still religious, but you have a special devotion to a particular saint.
I do. Well my mum always prayed to Saint Anthony. If I'm in a church,
get down on your hands and knees
to Saint Anthony
and try and learn a few Mandarin words for Saint Anthony to say, please, Saint Anthony, can you help me from not being scammed in Chinese?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, and it wasn't the first time. I was scammed a couple of months ago as well with Amazon. On my bank account, they scammed me.
Hang on. We're going into a different company now. We have to clarify that. Now,
The Prime.
Well, the only thing we've ever our dealings with Amazon is that they are a real company and they do respond. So, like they are, they have
Prime.
A complaints procedure, which obviously they're so big, they have to handle that well. Liz, off to Saint Anthony to pray to in the direction of China.
Get a refund shortly.
Yeah. Okay, let us know.
I can't see it happening.
I know, neither can I. Thanks, see you, Liz. That's Liz McCormack in Dublin 12.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
By the way, Black Friday is on November 29th. And that's nothing to do with the election. Black Friday is established in the United States of America. Next year we'll be celebrating the 250th anniversary of the foundation of that great country. But Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. And the reason it's called Black Friday, as you know, it's when a lot of retailers who were in the red all year because of the sales on Black Friday go into the black. So it's a positive thing. And now we have Black Friday here in Ireland. It's also November 29th. So it's a good time to warn people about online. Just check. There's simple checks you can do about parting with your money or before parting with your money online. Where's Ciara Cork? Ciara Lynch. Ciara, good afternoon.
It's actually Ciara Delique in County Meath.
Is it okay?
I am referring to Ciara Cork.
Okay, tell us.
Well, it was actually, no, it wasn't Ciara Cork. It was a company in the same lady that tried to buy that Fair Isle jumper. I was dropped buying the same jumpers and they were gorgeous. And the same thing, but I didn't buy them because I just thought, you know what, too good to be true.
Okay, so you donned your Poirot or Miss Marple hat.
Yes, and I just said, you know, like I've bought stuff on Facebook, but, you know, and it looked beautiful on the, you know, when it arrives, you look like a dog's dinner in the cheap fabric that comes. And it, like, generally, if you're looking for, you know, quality items, they generally don't come at a cheap price.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but there's so many people. I have four daughters and the packages that come in every week, it's just ridiculous. And we're going to have so much fashion. I think we're the highest buyer of online fashion.
But in fairness, most of the stuff that comes in the door, if you buy them from reputable retailers, that comes in is as advertised. But this crowd, Ciara Cork, Ciara Kildare, Shea, Dublin, there is a bit of a pattern, pardon the pun, established
that's
here.
I'd say a couple of lads in an apartment, as you said, profiting from, say, Temu or one of the bigger companies in America or in China, and then just being the middleman and setting up and trying to get our trust and trying to get our, you know, like, I mean, we're
trying to get our money.
Exactly. And you won't get it back.
Okay, so I know you run a small business called Sage and Stone, and they're using the Irish name, which is, I'm sure, breaks your heart. But did you find out anything more about them?
Well, there was one company, and they were moving to London. They said, after all these years,
course,
we can't afford to be in, and we're moving to London.
Yes.
So that was the and to be honest, because I didn't buy, I just said, oh, no, that's a scam or something. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
There's so many. They're so smart now that everybody has to be wary of, you know, what they're looking at online, because everything has gone online, and with AI, and I'd say all those responses were AI-generated.
Of course, yeah.
To that lady,
course,
you know, because they just sound like, you know, and it's so clever. I was getting a website done recently, and it was created with AI and some of the language in it. I was like, I wouldn't speak like that, and so this is not what I would write. And they were coming up with all this fluffy language and all that. It's unbelievable what's happening at the minute, and we'll just see more and more of it with AI.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then as we've discovered with Nelly Galway, they're damaging decent retailers, and they're also damaging decent online retailers, which are there as well. They're giving it. Let me bring in Brenda Hartnett. Brenda, Maud Kildare.
Yes,
sounds like a film star from the black and white movies in the 1930s.
Yeah, sounds very
and introducing. The new starlet, Maud Kildare.
I might use it when I go on the stage, too.
Yes.
And to be honest, my story is no different from any others, you know, where they, instead of allowing me to return the goods, they said, you know, in the interests of sustainability and the green agenda, and yada, yada, that I could get 20% of my €40 back.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. And how much did you spend with them originally, Brenda?
It was just like 40.
Okay.
€39.95.
And you bought what? A jumper that looked beautiful.
Yes, of course. And like, sadly, beyond belief, like, I'd be embarrassed to give it to the charity shop, really.
Okay.
You know, it's very poor quality, but yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But then I just discovered when you try to get your money back, you go into such a maze of offers, emails, we don't, receipts, photographs. Oh, by the way, this will take a long time, probably bring down sustainability targets of China, which are low anyway, unfortunately. And so we give you a 20% voucher and hold on to the product.
Exactly.
But they've got your money. But they've got your money.
The princely sum of €8, you know, so, yeah.
Okay, and remember, and I see you say you support charity shops. Brilliant.
Sure.
Brilliant. Aren't they brilliant? Support your local charity shop.
But I don't think even a charity shop would be able to sell it at such poor quality, you know.
Well put. Well put. So, and look, you say you're very conscious of the environment impact. That's really important. And the number of people who are denying climate change. CC, don't deny climate change. Yeah. Thanks, Brenda, and thanks, Ciara Lynch Burke. And I know your motto is buy cheap, buy twice, Ciara. That's Ciara Lynch Burke, and the company, her company is called Sage and Stone. Joe at rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And Marion is in Limerick. Marion, you took this whole issue of Ciara Carr, Ciara Dublin, Shea Dublin, Marion, Fiona, Aisling. You actually went to the Gardaí.
You forgot about Aidan, Joe.
Oh,
Vogue.
Aidan. Aidan and Kildare. Or Aidan,
no,
Kildare.
Yeah. No, what happened was, I got caught the same as everybody else. I might have been a slight bit luckier than most in that what came is wearable, but only if you were, say, putting on your wellies, going out digging the garden, or possibly taking the dogs for a walk. I got soaked in hook, line and sinker, simply because, first of all, full marks to them for the advertisement. It is unbelievably slick for every single one of them that have up. I'm assuming it's the same people that are,
of course it is,
with, you know, funding or whatever, paying for the advertisements, I'm assuming, right, even though it's like
the editor, even though I'd say they're just lifting stuff off.
Yeah. So what happened with me was, I saw the advertisement, I saw a coat in it, and I thought, wow, that is fabulous. Isn't it sad now that that business has to leave Kildare, because Kildare has such a good name, and it has a good name, and it has a fabulous name, and you associate that with, well, I'll speak from my own, I associated it with the village and the quality of the stuff in the village. So I
and the fact that the village is there and you can't go back to the village.
Absolutely. But I didn't bat an eyelid. I ordered one. And I was looking at it and I was saying to myself, do you know something? I think I'll order one of those coats for my daughter for Christmas. Because she's, now I ordered the one with the big pussycat on it.
Oh, I knew that. For the surprise.
Well, I don't know, but I kind of thought to myself, wouldn't that be a nice present for her now?
She's going to get some surprise when she doesn't get it. But anyway.
She loves cats, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway. So I thought, I'll order a second one. So I went in and I ordered a second one. Now, the amazing part about it was, whereas everybody else had to wait and wait and wait, I ordered mine on the 5th of November. And during the following number of days, I mean, I'd say maybe 3 days, 2 packets arrived at the same time.
Yes, the excitement.
I was thrilled. But funnily enough, as I picked up the first one, I thought to myself, this is very light. Doesn't appear to be the wool coat I thought it was. So anyway, when I opened it up, of course, took one look at it and said to myself, open the second one, same again. So I thought to myself, well, let's see about their 30-day return. So I went in on some of the stuff that I had already saved
and one of them said it had to be sent back in 14 days. So I was getting sort of organised to send it back, and
okay.
one thing and another delayed me, and it didn't get posted. So on Sunday, I was trying to figure out where in Kildare these people were. So anyway, as the post office was closed, I thought to myself, I couldn't find it on Google Maps.
Yeah,
so as the post office was closed, I said to myself, do you know what? I'll give a buzz to the Garda station in Kildare. And a lovely Garda spoke to me.
Mm.
And he said to me, well, now, ma'am, I'm really sorry, he said, for your trouble. He said, I have never heard of that business in the area, and I'm here a while. He said, I think the best thing you could do now, he said, is to get in touch with the CCPC,
oh, yeah.
The consumer
yeah, and competitive,
competition
yeah.
people. Yeah. He said, you know, I can't say, he said, they mightn't be able to help you, but at least, well, I said, I'd be delighted to just bring it to their attention, because if I got duped, definitely others are going to do
yeah,
the same, because
the
ad
to
is
warn others, yeah.
fabulous. So he gave me a number. I rang them on Monday, the following Monday,
mm-hmm.
Gave as much detail as I could to them. So hopefully they're working away on it diligently. And in the meantime, then, my daughter rang me one of the days and she says, ma'am, listen to Joe, listen to Joe. So, Joe, I don't know what we would do without you. You're a treasure. You're one of our great treasures of this country.
Stop,
you're like Gable.
Okay, you know, so, like so what we're yeah, but Marion, it's the likes of you that makes it. What we're trying to do is warn other people, especially coming up to Christmas.
Yes,
because, be careful.
Joe, thanks be to the Lord our God. I was in a situation at the time where I had a few bob saved for Christmas present mm-hmm. from my grandchildren, which I was banking on,
yeah.
and I used 100. It was 110. That's what I lost. Because
okay,
I wouldn't even
yeah.
bother, you know. Once I heard the rest of your contributions,
for someone on their own, I'm not saying you are, my
yeah,
someone
I'm
on
a pension.
Yeah, well, that's half.
I'm on an old age pension.
Well, that's half
yeah.
your weekly state pension.
Well,
just under
you
half,
know,
you know. Yeah, but anyway.
I mean, Joe, I bless my lucky stars that I'm in the place I'm in, because I know God help us in this country and other countries. There are so
yeah.
many
oh,
people that couldn't possibly afford to lose that kind of money.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they will have lost it.
Yeah.
It's gone. Like, forget about getting it back.
Yeah.
I'm afraid,
that's
you know, but like the other ladies and gentlemen, we'll give you the next, you know, if you order another one,
give you
get
run
such
around,
and
yeah,
such and
yeah,
such and
yeah.
such and such.
Anyway,
but
great.
The funny part was they had a sorry, Joe, I beg your pardon.
Ground.
They had a telephone number on when the envelope came on the top of one of the both envelopes actually.
Mm.
They had a Dublin number.
Well, very
but
good.
It wasn't a Dublin number because it had too many digits.
Of course, yeah. Dublin up.
So
Dublin
and
up.
I don't think Yangtze or whatever is actually in Kildare. I don't think that address is Kildare.
I'm sure it
is. But it's kind of, is yin and yang Chinese or Japanese, Joe, do you know? But
the
that's what it
yang.
Is.
It's
the yin
and
the
yang.
Yang.
Yeah.
Or the flotsam and the jetsam. Yes. You
okay.
know,
well, I know. I was reading.
In.
You said you know this whole phenomenon of white kitty. You know the kitten, the Japanese design. You said you
yes,
yeah, but
the
that's
cat.
Yeah, the cat.
Yeah.
You know that's yeah. worth something. That logo is worth something like $5 billion. It is one of the most
wow.
used logos in the world. They call it White Kitty, and it was invented in the 1974
really?
By a Japanese. It had five, but there was a program on it about that. It's called Hello Kitty. You know Hello Kitty?
Hello. Oh, I
pajamas,
know the Hello Kitty. But
pajamas,
now, the
yeah.
cat on this coat, Joe, is nothing like the Hello
oh, I know,
Kitty.
Oh, I know that. I know
but,
that. It's good.
Anybody
bike.
Who would be an animal lover, Joe, hook, line, and sinker.
It wasn't Hello Kitty in your case. It was a goodbye kitty. Goodbye the kitty you were saving for the grandkids.
Goodbye the kitty.
Okay. Marion, you're a treasure. Will you mind yourself?
Oh, Joe, you're the treasure, Joe.
Oh, you're...
And you mind yourself, because we're going to be lost without you if anything
okay.
happens to you at all.
Oh,
we'll
God,
be all but... saying novenas
yes,
and
yeah.
sending up masses for you for Christmas.
Okay. Well, every year is a Marion year. Marion,
oh, well,
that's
there you go.
There you are.
The sign of the pensioner.
That's Marion. That's Marion in Limerick, Joe. joe@rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And joe@rte.ie. This is an incredible story. I'm determined to find these people, Bill O'Riordan. Bill.
Hello, Joe.
What in the what in the name of God happened?
Well, Joe, I tell you, there was a litany of disaster when it came to that. I was just working as the background artist. That's, I think, what the preferred pronoun is for the type of work I was doing. And I do it as part of another job. I do have a normal job. But I was supposed to be on one production, and they got me in the costume. And I booked some time off, and I booked an Airbnb near the place. But just as I paid out all my money, they cancelled that.
Okay.
And I lost my money, so that was, okay, whatever. So then they put me into some other production, and we arrived to meet at some thing called Former Gwyneth Buildings, such and such a place, something Drive, Hall Drive or something. There was no postcode. They put a pin in the map. I followed the pin. The pin was jumping around.
Okay, so where? Bill, just give us you're heading for Dublin Port.
Yes.
From where?
From Wicklow. From Wicklow. Okay. That was where I was staying in the Airbnb.
Okay.
And I got up at 4:30, got into the car. I knew it was an hour to get there, but I gave myself 2 hours.
Good lad.
Because I know...
It's a part in a movie,
it was important. I wanted to be there on time. So I kept going. I got to the place, but I was like going around in circles because the pin kept jumping in the screen, you know, the sat-nav.
And remember, it's 4:30 a.m. It's pitch black.
Pitch black. But it was as busy as 12 o'clock in the day. There was trucks everywhere. And I was absolutely bedazzled. I'm like a kind of a country boy, really, even though I do live in Cork City. But all these lights and trucks were absolutely bedazzling, and I was following the pin. So I just kept going, and I kept going, and then I ended up, hold on a second, this doesn't look like this, you know, this big toll. I didn't want to go through a toll.
Okay.
So then I veered out to the left, drove up this kind of sort of a ramp off to the side where I knew I wasn't supposed to be there, because it was normal traffic. So I kept going, and then I stopped and tried to do a 3-point turn on this narrow road. And then I started to panic. I was panicking. So anyway, I saw these flashing lights and I went, oh no, I'm in the height of it now. Wrong side of the road. Where are you supposed to be? Because, you know, you normally expect somebody to shout if you're driving wrong.
Well, anyone, I think anyone coming from Dublin Airport or even going to Dublin Airport, like some of the, and it's not, well, it's just such a complex network of roads now. It can be confusing. It can be. So do you think at this stage, Bill, in and around the Port Tunnel in Dublin, you were going on a road in the wrong direction? Literally against the traffic. Oh, good luck.
No, I wasn't going against the traffic as such. I think I was going into where, you know, the workers would go in the Port Tunnel, would be working on the tunnel or something like that. That may have been the issue. So maybe it wasn't as dangerous as I thought, coming to a wall of trucks.
But the main thing was you hadn't a clue where you were.
Not a clue, Joe. I could see it on the map. And I could see that I just passed it, and it was on my left at one stage, and then it jumped across to the right. But in actual fact, I was going around in circles. When I saw it in the daytime, I was just driving past it, going up the other way, and then it would jump to the other side. But I really thought I was in big trouble. And in fairness to the man who came up to me first, he said, calm down.
Who was this mystery man?
I don't know. He was a tall kind of.
Wasn't he an employee of the Port Tunnel?
Yeah, I think he had, and it was, as far as I'm aware, it was that that organisation that you just mentioned.
It's TII, Transport for Ireland. Yeah, they run the tunnel.
So he had
this van which was marked flashing lights, like orange lights or whatever. So he gets out at 4:30 in the morning, at 5 o'clock. What's he say to you?
He said, calm down, was the first thing he said. He saw the state of me. And
what was the state of you?
Well, let's just say I didn't know whether I was coming or going, to be fair.
You had completely panicked.
Oh, completely.
Okay.
And, like, I mean, it wasn't a panic attack as such. I don't really suffer from panic attacks. But it was like, I knew I was totally in the wrong.
Yeah, wow.
There was no way I could get out of the situation I was
without immediate help.
Yeah, exactly. Or a follow me, you know.
Yeah,
somebody
scenario,
that I could follow. Yeah, because, like, I couldn't do a three-point turn on that narrow road, so I would have to reverse all the way back, and that would have been reversing.
Oh, good luck. No, thanks.
No.
So what did the two, was it one or two lads? Do you remember anything about them? Clean shaven, glasses?
The first guy, he had kind of salt and pepper hair. He was tall, kind of thin. In his 50s, I'd say. I'm not great with ages, but a 50 or maybe 60s, I'm
and
not sure.
You think Dublin?
I think Dublin, yeah.
It's not the first time one of us Dubliners has got a Cork man out of trouble. And it won't be the last
well,
either.
Thank you very much, Joe.
So,
yes, we do.
So, Bill, what did he say to you?
Well,
that
you know,
reassured you.
He just said, we look after that. And then he called somebody on the radio. I didn't hear what he said on the radio. He said, get back into your car and sit down and you'll be grand. Or, you know, we'll sort you out. Like,
brilliant, okay.
Oh. So, anyway, I sat and did as I was told. And it was a kind of a warm feeling was coming back up through my bones again that I am. Somebody has come. My Tessie was a woman in our house that we always, whenever we get in trouble, she's long gone now. But Tessie,
we pray to her. You offer it up.
Exactly. Yeah, we do, and she would be laughing at us. But anyway, like in fairness, they came along. So he handed me over to another guy, a younger man, who also had a similar, the same kind of van with the flashy lights.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of had a little chat, and they were both really nice about it. I can't say anything else apart from that they would sound. Do you know the way, like when you're driving and you get into trouble,
everybody's
going to shout at you.
People panic when they miss an exit. Their immediate reaction is to slow down. That'll get you killed. You know, to pull in, to start thinking. Just keep going at your normal, obviously below the speed limit. Keep going. Yeah. Don't panic. There will be another exit on the motorway. There will be. Do not panic. Panic is a killer.
Absolutely. It really is.
So we've been trying to find this. You say it's two people or one. It's salt and pepper. And who was the other chap? Salt and pepper hair, and who was the other chap?
The other chap was a younger guy. He was younger in age, anyway. And he actually, well, I shouldn't say this because he's not here to defend us, but he did admit he got it wrong as well. And he went slightly the wrong way as I was following him. So he had to kind of turn around and get on the right road to where I was supposed to be going. But it was just a mad experience, and I was panicking because it took me an hour. I was actually even still late. The call was at 7. I left at 4:30, 5. I didn't get to the place until 7:20.
Oh God!
After all the hurly burly and craziness that was going on.
So you want to thank them?
I do.
And we're trying to find them because I can imagine some of the. I'd love to hear some of the stories and tips they would give to people in terms of... Because, you know, the tunnel.
Actually.
The tunnel has been an enormous success. People rue the day didn't actually go further and go under the Liffey and come up the other side at the new glass bottle, 5,000 households just about to be finished. Well, they're in the middle of it there. And the tunnel has its own dedicated... Dublin Fire Brigade have their own dedicated fire truck. And that's staffed... That's staffed... 24/7, 365. That's a full crew of 6 people on standby. And they're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. Well, I've even done them fairly good. But anyway, so Bill, you want to say thanks to the lads?
I do. Okay. Because, you know, I didn't get a chance to kind of show my appreciation.
Now, we'll try and track them down now. What was the movie?
Oh, it was a film, it's called 500 Miles. It's a story about two kids who run away from home and try to find their granddad.
Ah.
That's about the sum total. I was just in the background, and we went to We were in the in part of the port, pretending it was an airport.
And oh,
we
very good, as you do, yeah,
and
yeah.
As you do. And then there was the other one was actually on the ferry itself, the Stena Line there. Okay. So we all, that was yesterday, and we all trooped on that. And it was great fun.
Well done.
I mean, I really enjoyed doing that work because it's... you get to meet people very quickly.
But as you say yourself, when you get into that panic attack at 5 a.m. in the morning down at the Dublin Port Tunnel, you were not acting. You were not acting. Well done, Bill O'Riordan in Barrack Street in Cork. Sound, Ashton Grufferty, researcher Richie Byrne, producer Tara Lockery Grant. Ray Darcy is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Refresh your home with the latest colours and designs in curtains and bedding, in-store or at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815 or send your WhatsApp voice notes to 087 484 8888.